here with this week's hottest stories in the investment world. This is Zach's Friday Finish Line.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of the Zach's Friday Finish Line.
Today, we are going to be speaking with Maz Jadala, the CEO of AlphaClone. AlphaClone is a registered investment advisor and equity research firm that is a leader in active indexing.
Through its managed accounts, exchange-traded products, and online research services, AlphaClone seeks to provide investors exposure to the alpha potential inherent in hedge fund investments.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about the hedge fund managers. We were able to chat with Maz about his research strategy, the latest trends he's seeing across the hedge fund world that could make for attractive opportunities for investors. Check it out.
Thank you for joining us, Maz. And we wanted to start with some basics about hedge fund investing. AlphaClone is known for tracking 13F filings, where hedge funds disclose all of their equity holdings each quarter. Your firm gives these fund managers batting averages or clone scores. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, every hedge fund manager that manages $100 million or more has to file Form 13F with the SEC at the end of every quarter. And on that form, they have to disclose every single long position that they had at the end of the quarter, how many shares they held, and what the market value of that position is. So imagine that's thousands of filers and trillions of dollars of market bets, essentially, that is contained in these filings. So we built a system that ingests all of that information. Now imagine that every single position that they disclose is an at-bat. So what we do is we look at how often the manager connects with the ball, whether they make money on the bet that they've made, and how often they do it, and how much they make on the bets that they make. And we combine those things into a score, right? Essentially a batting average, and we call it a clone score.
So this is pretty relevant right now because just a few weeks ago we got the latest batch of these 13Fs. In that particular round, did you notice any specific trends or surprises? And kind of in general, are you able to be able to spot this is what the managers are doing now, or is there a lot of diversity?
We sort of do have a market's eye view of what's happening, sort of what these large institutional and hedge fund investors are doing. And the last crop of filings was as of the end of September. I can tell you, because I've been doing this for a long time, that these investors will view October's pullback as a buying opportunity. They've done it every single time the market's corrected, and they've done it this time as well. One interesting sort of thing that I did notice, though, is that I call it sort of a flight to quality. Managers who have sort of a high conviction on, you know, large names in their portfolio will hold on to them, but they tend to be sort of jettisoning the sort of more speculative positions. So I would say that the general trend is towards quality. And by quality, I don't mean like the textbook definition of quality. I mean companies that are, you know, solid, not only financially, but in terms of management execution.
So you said that a lot of managers will see October's pullback as a buying opportunity, and you know, the stock market this volatile stretch. Do you think that, or do you see that when these filings are reported, is it always the case where what's happening on Wall Street is like reflected in the filings, or like do the two have like a correlation?
Correlation. Yeah, that's a great question. So the answer is yes. But it's anti-correlated to what you hear in the financial media.
Is that a timing thing? These things take time to play out with all the money moving around, or is it because
What I mean by that is that what sells in the financial media, what's happening, the day to second to second moves in the market, day to day moves in companies or in sectors, right? These are not the things that these large investment managers use in order to make their decisions. I'll just give you a data point. The average holding period amongst the 10 largest positions for hedge fund managers is 43 months. The perception, of course, is that it's 43 seconds or 43 days, right?
Yeah.
But the actual holding period is 43 months for their high conviction ideas. So yes, And in fact, that's one of the beauties of the 13F data set, is that it actually does reflect the truth of what's happening on Wall Street, as opposed to the sentiment that you're hearing in the financial press.
Well, I do want to switch gears here briefly, but it actually I think is a great segue, because another thing that the financial media loves to do, and hand up, I have done this many times, is track and write stories specifically about very prolific investors such as the Warren Buffetts of the world. It feels like every time these filings come out, we see what Buffett and the gang of billionaires have been up to lately in the headlines. Obviously, I think the lure for the regular retail investor is that we want to believe we can invest like a billionaire by buying the stocks that they're buying, looking at the industries they're buying, looking at the industries they're staying away from. Is there a strategy here that can provide any insight into investing like a billionaire? You know, does Alpha Clone kind of allow us to do that? Or is this something that an individual can do by just parsing through 13Fs all day? Or what's your view on that?
Yeah, not in fact, the 13F dataset gives individuals advantages that even large allocators today, right, don't do for themselves. It's because investors, by and large, whether they're small or big, tend to fall in love with the brand managers that they're invested in. Not, you know, especially large institutional investors, they spend millions and millions of dollars doing due diligence on hedge fund managers, and then they allocate to them. So they have this sort of connection, right, to the allocation, to the manager. And that's a word of caution, right? Imagine you and I played fantasy football, and we ignored the stats of the players, and all we did was pick players based on their brand name, their brand equity. You know, we wouldn't go very far.
Yeah. Well, I'm 0-13 this season anyway. So
that's why I'm a terrible fantasy football player.
But if you play fantasy football, ignoring the brand names and looking at just the stats, right, and figuring out which stats are predictive, right, then chances are you'll do a lot better in the game. And that's exactly what the 13F data set affords investors. If you have a batting average, which we know is predictive of a manager's skill, and you're able to calculate those batting averages on a regular basis, then you actually have a leg up over most investors by accessing strategies that do that. And that's my mission. My mission was to democratize the way investors access skilled investors.
Did you notice in this latest round, did Buffett or other top investors like Carl Icahn, did they make any big moves that like sparked your interest?
Yeah. Yeah, they did, you know, and it's been reported on, like, so Buffett, you know, sort of doubled down on Apple, and then he sort of went whole hog into sort of, you know, large national banks, right? Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, U.S. Bank Corp were all sort of became larger positions, and Apple as well. Carl Icahn sort of doubled down on two names, Newell Brands and Energen, which is a natural gas energy company.
So I think I actually probably know where your answer is going to go with this next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you think investing like these billionaires or these billionaires themselves and their success, is that all about strategy or is it luck, which maybe we're hinting at it is not all luck, or is there a combination of both? At some point, you know, is Buffett and Icahn just lucky?
Well, it's always good to be lucky in life and in investing, but you can't count on that. And I think the bottom line is that, you know, digital technology has transformed almost every aspect of our lives. And we're using it now to sort of reinvent how investors can access skilled investors. And so investing has always been about, you know, having a proven, repeatable process that is adaptable going forward. And that's what we've sort of built here at Alpha Clone with our approach.
Yeah, they say you have to be good to be lucky, but also lucky to be good. So,
well said.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We definitely really appreciate the perspective, especially with all the craziness going on in the markets over the last few months. A lesson to have some patience and follow the trends.
Thank you.